My name is Mina Kim. I am 17 years old. Today is October 10, 2018, and I'm speaking with Hannah Shin, who is my friend. We are recording this interview in Santa Clara, California. Where were you born?
I was born in Texas, and then I moved to Korea after 3 months.
So when did you come to America?
So after I was born in America and then I moved to Korea after 3 months, I lived in Korea for around nine to 10 years, and then I came to America when I was in sixth grade.
So why did you decide to immigrate?
My mom, she wanted to come to America to have her graduate school degree in America, and so I followed her.
So how did you feel when you found out you were moving to America?
I was pretty young, so I don't remember a lot. I think I was just really upset because I had to leave my family and friends behind, and I didn't know English, so that was really hard for me to come to a country where I couldn't speak the language.
Did the United States match any expectations you had? And if so, which?
I didn't really have a lot of expectations when I came to America. I think it was because I was really young. But I think a lot of the people I expected were to be taller, and that was really true.
Why did you expect them to be taller?
I don't know. Koreans are... well, Asians, I think, are a little bit shorter on average compared to Westerners. And like in movies, Americans always seem really tall. And they're like always over 180 centimeters. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of the term unknown American, and do you consider yourself one?
When I first came to America, I think I was an unknown American because I couldn't speak English, and even when I learned, my accent was really bad and I was more comfortable speaking Korean. And so I think it was just, I felt very ignored a lot. But then now I don't really feel that the term unknown American applies to me because I'm pretty vocal.
So how do you feel about living in American society?
I mean, I've lived here for years now, and so now I'm comfortable with American society, and it's just like, it's just my life.
So would you say there is any major differences between American and Korean society?
In America, everyone is very individualistic. Like, people know exactly what they want. They know like the decisions that they'll make in life. They know that the path that they will choose. And they're all very different from one another. In Korea, everybody is the same. Everybody really wants the same things. Everybody dresses the same way. When there's something popular in Korea, everyone knows that popular item. In America, it's more like some people like something and some people don't like it. They're more divided. But Korea is very, very, very unified and similar in their way of thinking.
So would you say everyone would try to go for the same like occupation?
Yeah, I think, well, not necessarily occupation, but Koreans really like prestige, and they really like high paying jobs for that show of success. And so they kind of all gravitate towards like doctors and like lawyers, and yeah.
So were there any moments where you wanted to move back to Korea?
I miss my family a lot because only my mom and dad live here, and then the rest of my family lives in Seoul. And so when I miss my family, I really want to go back.
So the next question is, what is one aspect you miss about Korea? Would you say it's primarily your family, or is there any other?
Well, so in America, no matter how diverse America is, Asians are always going to be minority, and it's always going to be like Americans, like white Americans, and then black Americans, and then Asians are kind of more below on the list of how many of us are living here. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of want to go back to Korea just because I want to see more people who are like me, who look mm-hmm. like me, who think like me, because as an Asian, it's sometimes hard to fit in.
Mm. So how would you say it's hard to fit in?
So I think I still have like a somewhat traditional Korean mindset, as in I am a bit more slow-paced, especially in making relationships with like friends.
Or is it like these days, like political views and like the what's going on in America? Would you say like you're not up to date?
I watch the news a lot and I read the news a lot, and I feel like America definitely has a lot of problems currently, but every nation has its problems. But
is it kind of too fast paced, like your traditional views can't keep up?
Yeah, I agree.
Do you think it was a good idea to move to Korea or America? I'm sorry.
Well, it wasn't my choice. My mom moved and then I had to follow her, and so I didn't really have much of a say, but you know, I like my life right now, and so I think it was good. Yeah.
So were there moments where you felt discriminated against in America?
Not like discriminated against negatively, but it's just that the Asian stereotype is definitely real, I feel like. And people, even though they might not be doing it consciously, they might be doing it unconsciously, they still believe in that Asian stereotype of like the overachiever, the nerd, the one with like the tiger mom, and like who needs a 4.0 GPA or they're gonna like get disowned. Like, I feel like that's still a very, very mm-hmm. real stereotype. And so, I mean, like, when people reference that stereotype to me, is that discrimination? Maybe it is. I'm not sure. I don't know if that counts as real discrimination, but there are definitely instances like that.
Would you say you regretted coming to America, or are you just, you're satisfied?
I'm satisfied with my life right now, and after college, I might move back to Korea,
mm-hmm.
but for now, I like my life.
Is there any last thoughts you would like to say?
As an Asian, I never really encountered, and as an Asian living in California, where California is pretty liberal, and in Santa Clara High School,
mm-hmm.
people are very open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've never really encountered severe racism, and I think I should be grateful for that. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to say, even though people may feel that America is not going through the best of times,
mm-hmm.
Just for me at least, America is still pretty good.
All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you.